Following the claim of Benos Tzlafcha to ask for a portion in Eretz Yisrael, we have a very strange interaction between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, Moshe goes out of his way to seek God and says, please appoint a successor for me. Asher yavo lifneim, asher yetzei lifneim. We need someone who can do the job. And who is that person? Who did Moshe have in mind? So Rashi quotes the Medrash, which seems to indicate that Moshe felt that his children were worthy to become the next leaders, that the Yerusha would pass on of leadership, the mantle of leadership would pass from father to son. And he understood that from Tzlafchat, as Rashi explains. Once he understood that the daughters were able to inherit their father, he then turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you know what, now it's time for me to ask for my children to inherit me. And that is why at this point, Moshe sought out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make this request. The question of rabbinic succession is a fascinating one, dealt with in Shulchan Aruch and other places. The Chasam Sofer actually deals with this in his Shailos and Tshuvos in Chelek Aleph, in Or HaChaim, Siman Yud Beis, and in Yud Gimel, discussing whether rabbinic succession is based on merit or something that you inherit. So here, Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want my sons to do it because they deserve it. They merit it. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe was that it's true, they might deserve it because they are Tamini Chachamim. They certainly have the ability to memale their makom of their father. But nevertheless, there's something about Yehoshua which is unique. Yehoshua was someone who was misader the safsalim and the machtzalos. He was the one who was there sitting by your side day in and day out, each and every day. And it's not that they don't deserve, your children don't deserve the seat of Rabbanus based on their knowledge, but it is not an inheritance. It is something which is based purely on merit. And that's what the Chasam Sofer then says when dealing with this question of rabbinic inheritance. It is not always appropriate to say it's based on inheritance. It is something that is on merit. If it's your child can merit the position, then yeah, then that would be the right person for the job. But if there are others who are more capable or more worthy, they deserve that position. And that's why the Chasam Sofer used that Rashi to say, look, clearly Moshe believed, that Medrash, clearly Moshe believed that his sons were worthy. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not enough. And therefore, Yehoshua is the right person because he stood by you and was the one who was Masadar, the Safsalim, and the Machtzalos. Of course, it is interesting that the Chasam Sofer's son, Ksav Sofer, took over as the Rav in Pressburg, but he had that ability. They said towards the end of the life of the Chasam Sofer, he signed off on the papers that his son would take over. In fact, there was a whole machlokas that the community waited to bury the Chasam Sofer until everyone agreed that the Ksav Sofer would take over as the Rav. So there was a little bit of a debate even in Pressburg, but ultimately the Ksav Sofer was able to take the position and was memale the makom of his father, certainly as best as he could, because it was very difficult to take over for the Gadol Hador. But I do want to share a different idea that the Chasam Sofer has in his Perush on the Torah. He says, perhaps Moshe thought differently. Maybe Moshe didn't think that his children deserved it, and he didn't want to put anyone in a position where they would be forced to choose his children as the next leaders of Klal Yisrael. So perhaps, says the Chasam Sofer, yeah, maybe Moshe did have a din of a melech, and as a din of the melech, then his children automatically take over, and they inherit the position. But again, Moshe didn't want to put anyone into an awkward situation where they wouldn't be able to reject it. So Moshe went out of his way to change it. Moshe asked right now to appoint a new leader. Why now? Why wait? Why not wait? What's the significance of saying it right now? Well, the rule is that once the Melech dies, the children are Yorish, that position right away. However, says the Chasam Sofer, if Moshe asks to appoint a new leader while he's still alive, then the whole rule of succession no longer applies. If it's done mechayim mirtzono, there's no din yerusha. And that is what Moshe went out to do. Moshe sought out to say, you know what? My children, maybe they're worthy, maybe they're not worthy, but right now, and maybe there's a better person. I don't want to get involved in that issue. I want to create as much shalom and harmony among Klal Yisrael. So what I'm going to do is, Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem, that Moshe seeks out God and says, Yifkor Hashem el Keruchos ish lechol basar, you find somebody while I'm still alive. So from a halachic perspective, there is no requirement that my children take over. We clearly will find the best person. And that is certainly in line with the attributes and the character of Moshe, who's always seeking out the best for his people. Even if it may not be the best for him, he does what's best for everyone else. Have a great day.